something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornice Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You.
Hallelujah. I want to begin sharing with you from today. You know, God's word blesses us in a special way. God's word blesses us in a special way. God's word is not the same as the word of a man. God's word has the ability to make you become what it says. Hallelujah. It has the ability to make you become what it says. It has the ability to produce in you what it talks about. You can always trust the word of God. See, if you consistently receive God's word into your spirit, it'll change you. You wouldn't even have to make any effort to have that change. If you just keep listening and listening to it consistently, it will change you. Hallelujah. It will change you. It will affect you. That's one of the glorious things about the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus likened it to sowing a seed in the soil. He said, the man who sows the seed in the soil goes to sleep in the night, wakes up in the daytime, goes to sleep in the night, wakes up in the daytime, and then that seed just springs up and he can't tell how. He can't tell how. All he had to do was sow it in good ground. Now the good ground is your heart that's ready to receive, that's cultivated to receive. What do you mean cultivated to receive? It means that you have already produced the right environment for the Word of God to work in you, in your heart. In other words, you've made up your mind, you're not going to doubt the Word of God, because doubt is like weeds. When you sow your seeds in the ground and you have weeds, by the time it grows up, it's not going to do very well because of the weeds. You have to de-weed the ground. Some of the times people sow among thorns. And that means that the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the loss of other things around the world. And so when the Word of God takes root in you, because of the hostile environment in which the Word has been sown, it cannot produce the right results. So it's your responsibility to make sure that you have the right environment in your heart to receive God's Word. Amen. Now, we're sharing on, it's always better when you understand the title for yourself. For me, I'm looking at it this way: an inheritance for you. That's what we're beginning to share on from today. There is an inheritance for you. Praise God. There really is an inheritance just for you. You have to learn to think that way. Not because you just want to think that way, but because the Word of God gives us the reason to think that way. God's Word has already told us that we have an inheritance. What do you mean an inheritance? It means that someone has left a property for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's left something for us that actually belongs to us. He's given us something to enjoy, something to possess, something to live by. And we've got to find out about it. I'd like to read to you from the book of Acts, 26th chapter. Paul here recounts his experience on the road to Damascus. And he addresses King Agrippa. He lets him know his encounter with Jesus of Nazareth, whom he had thought to be an ordinary man, until that glorious, blissful day on that road. I'd like to read to you from verse 12 will be all right, in 26th chapter, book of Acts, verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shine round about me, and them who journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now this is beautiful. He doesn't believe in this man Jesus. He knew Jesus died. He knew the man was crucified. But the disciples of the man said that God raised him from the dead, and he doesn't believe it. Saul doesn't believe it. He says they're lying. They stole his body. Because they knew the grave was empty. So they said they stole his body. He doesn't believe it. So he persecutes the Christians, the believers in Jesus. And then he got letters from the chief priests, got letters from the authorities to go all the way to Damascus and arrest every Christian that he could find. And then on his way, praise God. He says, at midday, you know what it is for another light to shine brighter than the noonday sun? At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I said, Who art thou, Lord? What a shock he got. He didn't expect the name he heard. Hallelujah. And he said, I am Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day.
I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Conis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.